Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Our conversation here this morning with the Beasley Animal Foundation, brought to you by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, bringing you the coverage on Big GTV. And of course, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric through Sharing Change. They've donated over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can have a big impact at sharingchange.org. Well, Katie Peachy is going to join us here this morning. We're going to talk about all things going on at the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you, and glad you're getting around.
Yes, and thank you for adjusting this for us to make this work.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, gosh, you've got a lot going on right now.
We do. We do. I thought we were going to slow down a little bit after Barks and Bourbon, but we just always have something going on. But it's good. And this is a wonderful time of year. So we're excited about everything coming up.
You know, I think I almost feel like places are out trying to do the other or just cram everything in, because we used to have good weather in the fall and October and November and get everything done before Christmas, which is really busy in the holiday season. So, one thing that I'm looking forward to is your second ever Beasley Boo Bash.
We are too. That's going to be this Sunday. And it's not a fundraiser. We have a good bit of land, almost all of us absolutely love Halloween here. So we just thought it would be something fun, fall event to do, ask other vendors to join us, whether it's a craft vendor or pet related. We've got, you know, somebody, I love it. Not to just call out one person, but we've got someone, Cowgirl Scrunch, and she does scrunchies for people and for pets. And so it's not all pet related stuff, but I love that one kind of works both of them.
Yeah.
But we've got food. It's from 1 to 5. So you can grab a late lunch or take something home. We've got snacks, dirty sodas and freeze dried candies and lemonade and hot dogs and then jewelry, pet related stuff, stuff for services for pets as well, if you have questions about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then we have some of our friends, since we always like to remind people that we aren't a shelter. We have Rutherford County Cat Rescue that's going to be here with cats, that you can visit. And if you're interested in talking to them about adoptions, and then Lifehouse Animal Rescue is going to be here with some dogs and puppies. So, it's going to be a great day, and, we hope we have a great crowd.
So free event. It's got all you could ever think about. And do you need to bring maybe a little cash or whatnot for the vendors, I'm sure, or whatever you want?
Yeah, so it's free to attend, but we do hope that people will bring some cash or a card to do some shopping and eating. We always like to encourage people, if they would like to do a donation to Beasley, they can. So it's free, but we are going to have the boardroom open, and we're taking supplies from our wish list. So if people want to bring in some unopened, unexpired pet food or some toilet paper or copy paper, Ziploc bags, anything like that, we welcome it, but you do not have to.
Okay.
We just want people to come out and have a good Sunday afternoon.
So this is at Beasley Keeneland Commercial Court.
Yes. So you can access this from Broad or Rutherford, and our neighbors at Maples and then across the street are going to let us have parking there. And then if they fill up, then we can park on the street. We want to do that kind of as a last resort, but a short little walk over, and it's all at our building.
That sounds fun. And so when you say Broad and Rutherford, think Southeast Broad and think Manchester Highway, for those who've been here, you know, right there at that corner. So it goes by a lot of names.
It does. It does. And most people don't know Keeneland Commercial Boulevard. So,
So that's kind of where you will find it. We put it in your maps. You'll be able to find it easily. you're going to have people there to help with parking too. So that's
yes. So we have volunteers, wonderful volunteers are going to be helping direct parking. We've got some signs out. We've got a big orange banner out that's been out for over a month at our building to let people know if they aren't familiar with us or where we're located, they will be able to find us easily.
So you mentioned a few of the things on your wish list, and you mentioned the small snack size or gallon size Ziploc bags. That's what you use to do your dog and cat food distribution, isn't it?
Yes. So if you ever wonder why do they need so many gallon bags, it's because we take the really big bags of cat and dog food and break them into 2-pound portions, and that'll go into the gallon size bags. And then the snack bags we use for medicines for the clinic. We also use sandwich size. About the only size we don't use is quart, but if we get those, we will find, you know, we'll use them for something. But yeah, we use them for the clinic or for outreach.
Okay. So here's always a big question. It's Beasley. You're into pets and dogs and cats and things like that. What about if you have a well-behaved, leash-trained puppy? Can they come?
Yes, well-behaved leashed pets can come. Someone did ask if they could bring their cat, and one of our staff members said as long as it is a well-behaved leashed or contained cat. So please keep that in mind, and maybe that there's going to be a lot of dogs around and it's outdoors and we don't want to spend the beautiful afternoon chasing animals. So just keep that in mind that they may or may not need to come, but if you know that they would be okay, feel free to bring them.
So pet discretion advised, we'll call pet owner.
Yes. Always. Yes. Yes.
So that's going to be this Sunday, 1 until 5. And again, it's at the Beasley Animal Clinic offices there or behind the offices. But if you get there, you'll know where to go. You'll see everything. Yeah. And that is Sunday, 1 to 5. Did we touch on everything here? I'm trying to see. I think the weather's going to be pretty decent for the event too.
The weather should be good. I think if we're going to get some rain, it'll be in the evening after we're done. But it's going to be these nice, cool, I mean, it's going to feel like, I think, a perfect fall day. So we are really excited. And we won't have live music, but we're going to put out tables this year so people can sit and just sit around and listen to some music we'll have playing and can eat or shop and eat and sit down and then shop some more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be on Sunday, 1 to 5, the second annual. We're calling it annual now. You've done one.
It is annual. We're sticking with it. We really enjoy this. We've got about 20 some odd vendors and food vendors. So yeah, we're going to stick with this, we hope.
I would encourage you too, if you've heard us talk about Beasley and you maybe just only know from the conversations that we have about what Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation do, maybe a good opportunity for you to find out more. The clinic's been going for a long, long time, and the foundation's got some great things as well. We'll put links to their websites. You can also find some information. But Beasley's work has been ever expanding since the very first day.
Yes, yes. So we turned 45 this month. So happy birthday to Beasley. We are officially 45. And then the clinic started in 92, and we've been at this location since 2006, so for 19 years. And we just keep evolving and growing. We've added the outreach in 2016 and expanded wellness in 2018 and the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund in March of 2023.
Yeah.
So we just keep adding and growing things. And then, like I said, this event, we do a lot of fundraisers. We're a nonprofit, but we just thought this would be something fun to give back and just do. And like I said, it's just something, hopefully we'll keep doing it.
Yeah. It's hard to believe you've been in that location that long, because it seems like I remember yesterday, and now the name of the road is slipping my mind, but we're closer to
Haley.
Haley, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we were on Haley right before this one. Yeah, I was looking. I have a Oh, nope, it's not up there. I pulled that one from my brain. Yeah, we were at Haley Road right before this location.
Yeah, gosh, time flies when you're having fun. So
it really does.
The Boo Bash coming up on Sunday, 1 to 5. Hope you'll be a part of that. Katie Peachy is joining us from the Beasley Animal Foundation and Beasley Animal Clinic here today. You've got one more note. I know we're going to talk about October being Pet Wellness Month, but Rhythm for Rescues, talk about that event, if you would.
Yeah, so that's a new one that is being hosted. It's Saturday, November 8th, and it is being hosted by the Bell Buckle Chamber of Commerce, and it's sponsored by Waggett Better and some friends. So they are doing this for us. The proceeds will benefit Beasley. So we will be there with a tent and talking about our services and programs. But they are going to have Tim Hall and Buffalo Country, Annie Select. I guess they are different singers, songwriters. There'll be some other rescue groups and vendors there as well. They are accepting sponsors and silent auction items. There'll be a silent auction. And I have to cheat and look. It's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 8th.
Okay. So it is on the 8th. I have the 9th here, but I just want to make sure.
I meant to send you an email. Yeah, that was a little typo.
Okay.
So, yes.
No problem. No problem.
It is Saturday, November 8th.
So 11 until 4. And so
it's also dog friendly.
Okay.
Sorry,
that is good. Good to know. And, you know, you're having a few more of these kind of events where people want to help Beasley and the work that you do. So that's kind of cool to see people come alongside.
And we so appreciate it. We have wonderful community partners and, you know, you and others have talked about the growth and the things that we are able to do, and we would not be able to do it without these partners. So, yes, this is going to be a fun, this is an inaugural event. We're looking forward to it, but it helps us keep going.
Well, I will be sure to put both the Boo Bash and this event in the podcast section in the show notes you can find links and all that kind of thing there as well. Well, I mentioned in our last few minutes here together, it's National Pet Wellness Month. And, you know, there are several things that we should be doing to help keep ahead on our pets' wellness. And, you know, the yearly exams, that's probably one of the first big things that we need to make sure we have done.
Yes. You know, a lot of times people think, okay, I need to have the vaccinations because that's what's going to keep me legal and keep the pets healthy. And along with that is having a wellness exam and being able to do that. That's one of the things that we expanded to serve more people and pets in 2018. So you want to schedule a wellness exam, and all of our appointments can be scheduled on our website, BeasleyAnimalClinic.com. You can also text if you're having any questions or concerns about your pet or what you need to schedule, and our staff will be happy to help. But we want to, you know, catch if there's any illnesses or concerns early, and having that annual exam will assist with that. And also it's required before dispensing preventatives, and living in Tennessee, we might have some pretty cold mornings, but overall our temperature doesn't stay cold enough, you know, for year round, that you need to have your dog on heartworm medication year round. So they need to be tested. They need to have that exam and checked out. So that's one of those things where before we can do that preventative, we need to see them. Same with tick and tick medicine as well. And we just want to make sure that we're keeping them healthy. And and a relationship so that they are seeing that, you know, if your dog is losing weight or something's going on, that is something that you stay on top of.
Kind of broke up there a little bit, so I want to just stay.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. Stay on top of that parasite prevention and make sure you get all that done. Heartworm, it's a major thing here. and we're having to do this. One of our pups has some, you know, maybe an allergy and a food allergy. He's just one, but, you know, so that's kind of something that we're looking at. But your pet's diet and making sure that they're where they're supposed to be, they're not underweight, overweight, that kind of thing.
Yes, and so they can give you tips and suggestions on what to look out for, and then making sure that, you know, you're not feeding them table scraps. I have a cat that loves to beg and a kid that loves to give them treats. But we want to make sure that you're feeding them the proper stuff. And then also, you, like you said, they may have an allergy, and go through figuring out what it is that they need to eat to get the protein and vitamins and everything for a well-balanced diet, and watching their weight.
Doing that and regular exercise, of course, especially for dogs, is a big part of that. And even cats, too, you know, make sure they're not just lethargic. They're up and playing and that kind of thing. And I don't know many cats that you take on a walk, but, you know, dogs, they love to do that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. And it's good for the person, you know, the people as well, to get out and be on that walk with them. And we have a cat, so just making sure that they stay engaged, whether it's a toy, a laser pointer, you know, a string on a stick. I mean, we found that the most mundane things can keep a cat entertained.
Yeah, so. most definitely. I've got a dog that loves a laser pointer too, so you just never know.
Oh yeah.
He can run and chase around. One last thing in our last minute or so, I want to make sure we stick this in, and that's dental health. That's very important.
Yes. So making sure that you don't overlook that. They can start getting periodontal disease early on. I believe it's by the age of 3 for dogs, and cats as early as 4, you can start seeing some of those issues, and it can lead to pain and tooth loss and other issues with your cat or dog. So make sure that that is looked at with your vet as well.
And just like humans, you know, our social health, our emotional health is very important in dogs and cats, and their happiness and doing all these things probably gives you a healthy and happy pet there as well. So, Katie, thanks for coming on this morning, and we appreciate it, and hope to see you at Boo Bash maybe.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Katie Peachy joining us here on WGNS and Big G TV.